Charlotte Transit CEO Carolyn Flowers is leaving the job next month to go to work for the Federal Transit Agency in Washington. Flowers has headed Charlotte's transit system for nearly 4 years. Her new job is within the U.S. Department of Transportation, where former Charlotte Mayor Anthony Fox serves as secretary. Ms. Flowers, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And I have to ask, did Anthony Fox help you get your new job?
Well, he's a key player in the world of transportation now, and as his former employee here at the city of Charlotte, he did influence the position that I'm taking.
Well, what will you be doing at the Federal Transit Agency?
Well, I'll be assisting the Federal Transit Administrator in support of the transit industry in terms of programs, funding, regulations, and compliance.
Ms. Flowers, you're leaving Charlotte's transit system, CATS, at a time when there are a lot of big projects in motion, but not yet complete.
Right.
The Blue Line, a light rail extension to the north, and the Uptown Streetcar Project. You didn't want to stay and see those projects through?
That's one of the, issues that I have. I have mixed emotions, but this was an opportunity that probably only comes once in a lifetime. I really am supporting the success of the projects that we're working on here in Charlotte. Like I said, I will be in a position where I have oversight on those projects, and I will make sure that, whatever I can do to contribute to the continuing success here, I will do.
Going forward, what do you think the mass transit funding climate will be like, specifically over the next couple of years, and especially now that Republicans will have control of both the House and Senate? Is that going to make it tougher for this money to be available?
Well, I guess that's what we all have to wait for. The reauthorization of the transportation bill, which funds both highway and transit, is going to be a major issue that Congress and the Senate have to face in the spring of next year, and looking at the funding for those programs. And so, on the federal side, we know that they're going to have, limited resources, and on the state side also. So there's going to be more focus on the local municipalities for ways to advance transit systems in the future. There are many tools that can be used. There is, of course, taxation. There's benefit assessment districts, public-private partnerships. So all of those, I think, have to come from the local level in terms of support to move the systems forward.
And what about the old-fashioned mass transit mode, buses?
Buses are always important.
But Charlotte commuters don't seem to have ever fully embraced them as a means of getting to and from work.
Well, the ridership is there, and we do have more demand for bus routes in the city. And as there's going to be continuing infill here throughout the region, bus is going to be very important. Bus is the backbone of any transit network. And you cannot build light rail to every corridor. And so buses and rail integration of the entire network is going to be critical.
Ms. Flowers, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.